Coming to you from New Milford High School in New Milford, New Jersey, it's the Nightcast. Welcome to another episode of the Nightcast. Today we're going to chat about an event called Giving Tuesday that is coming up on December 3rd, and we'll also hear some information about the Hype Light Club, which is the club that sponsors this event at New Milford High School. First, I'm going to speak with a member of the club, Lynn Wei. Lynn, what is Giving Tuesday?
Giving Tuesday is an event to raise awareness and goods to support local homeless shelters and food pantries. Our goal is to raise awareness to homelessness in Bergen County and New Jersey as a whole, but to also aid those in need in the surrounding area.
Wonderful. What a worthwhile event and so meaningful that New Milford is participating in this. Next, we will speak with another member of the Hype Light Club, Janine Carrion. Janine, can you tell us what Giving Tuesday will look like here at New Milford High School?
On December 3rd, we will run an event in the cafeteria at New Milford High School where people can donate toiletries such as toothbrush, toothpaste, and feminine hygiene products, or warm items such as coats, socks, gloves, and hats. In order to prepare for this event, the club uses social media to give the community an insight about the event. We all come together to plan how the event will run and how things will be set up. The club also gets divided into teams, and these teams look through specific obligations during the event, such as collecting and sorting the donations, setting up the decorations and the tables, and of course, making the people from our community feel welcome.
Thanks. It sounds like there's such a good potential for homeless shelters in the area to receive so many valuable items that I'm sure will be of use to them. Next up, we have Melissa Kosak. Melissa, for those who are listening and they want to be involved and they want to make donations, how can our listeners participate in this event?
To participate in our event, you can come to the cafeteria at our school and donate, but also bring your children so you could include them in activities such as face painting and coloring and cards of hope. Also, if you make a donation, you could have a family portrait taken.
So not only can families donate for a good cause, but it sounds like a nice evening out as a family. That's great. Next, I'm going to speak with Karen Vicari, the faculty advisor to the Hype Light Club. Mrs. Vicari, what's the goal of the club?
The goal of the Hype Light Club is to allow students to explore their interests and passions before graduating high school. Many times, students are unsure of what they want to do or pursue in college. So this club allows students to understand that this is normal and to try and discover what their interests and passions are before leaving us. During the course of the year, we have guest speakers from the business world who are passionate about their career paths. They explain what their journey was and why they are so passionate about what they do. We also discuss how important it is early on to start making connections. So we try and connect students with people who may mentor or employ them and let them experience a field of interest. The club also allows students to create passion projects. Students will work on things that may interest them. For example, one of our students was interested in becoming an influencer on social media. Today, she is a senior in high school and has quite a following as an influencer.
That's so impressive. This sounds like such an opportunity for students to explore possibly otherwise untapped interests, and this gives them the time, which is so important. What other kinds of work does the club do, or what other activities do the students participate in through this Hype Light Club?
So in addition to the club's mission, we also feel it is important to expose students to work with the community and learn at a young age how important it is to give back. So as part of that mission, we have created the New Milford Gives event, along with Hype Light and Giving Tuesday. The students get to experience the world of event planning by taking on various roles, as well as experiencing how they can make a difference in someone's life by giving back and being kind. The students witness this when they visit the shelter and hand somebody a toiletry kit. It is amazing to witness how grateful they are with something that we just take for granted every day.
Wow, giving back and feeling the reward of kindness. That is so valuable.
I just wanted to highlight some other work that we've done in the past. We have also created a one-day event for New Milford High School students that is filled with guidance, advice, passion, and purpose through interactive roundtable presentations, a panel discussion in the auditorium from our network of professionals who want to come and share their story.
So it sounds like students are hearing from adults out in the real world, as they see it, who are working in an area that continues to explore their own passions, who have followed a path based on a passion and an interest. These sound like such remarkable life lessons. And it sounds like this is a club that is going to have a strong impact on these students' lives as they move forward into college and career. Thank you for this work that you're doing with these students.
You're welcome.
So for the next part of our conversation, I'm speaking to Will Esposito, a 2009 graduate of New Milford High School and a co-founder of Hypelight, which is a nonprofit organization that was started in New Milford. Will, can you tell us how this Hypelight club came to be at New Milford High School?
So the origin of Hypelight actually started, or the origin of the Hypelight club actually started before it started. It was always an idea. When myself and Alex Bridge, my fellow co-founder, who was a 2009 graduate as well, one of my good friends, he passed away about 6 years ago. It was always the idea to work with youth. In fact, this event, Giving Tuesday, is in his memory because he is a co-founder of this idea. Because we felt growing up, we didn't have the outlets and opportunities to really explore who we were, or we didn't take the initiative, or whatever you want to call it. We just wanted to provide something for the next generation that we felt we lacked. We always wanted to work with youth, but we never had the, we didn't know how. So backtracking several years ago, when we had our first Giving Tuesday event, it was really started with a group of friends who picked up really the pieces that were left behind when Alex passed away. We assembled the first Giving Tuesday event with a small group of college students, friends of mine. But then we brought on volunteers from the high school. So we had like the wrestling team and we had maybe some community service kids. They were volunteers for the first event. And then after that whole process of throwing an event for the community and having students volunteer, we really started to see what this could be, what Hypelight could be, what it really would look like in a school setting. So we approached Ms. Vicari about starting a club. And then Giving Tuesday would become one of the projects that the club got involved in. So it started off with just, you know, myself, like I said, a few friends, some volunteers from the high school, to now what it is, where the students are planning and running the event and, you know, bringing their own creativeness to help it turn into what it could be.
On a personal note, and a friend of the Bridge family, I think this is a beautiful way to honor Alex's memory, and I know that it means so much to all of them. So, Will, it sounds like Hypelight, as an organization, is committed to helping teens tap into their passions and pursue interests. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yes, that is essentially our mission. If I were to read it off of our website, it would sound very similar. At the end of the day, our mission is to inspire young people to take charge of their future by cultivating their passion and their creativity into successful life and business practices or entrepreneurial practices. That is all based around the idea that if they start to really tap into who they are now and start to cultivate that authentic self and that authentic, you know, I hate to use the word passion over and over, but essentially, that's what it is, you know, this authentic energy you have inside of you that drives you and that pushes you towards whatever it may be, whether it's a craft or an art form or, you know, a sport. If you tap into that and you recognize that at an early age and you really cultivate it, then by the time you're graduating college or deciding whether or not you want to go to college, you have a little bit more of a better sense of who you are and what you can offer the world and where you want to what direction you want to go.
Well, I think it's admirable what you've created with this organization. Mrs. Vicari was saying as of now there are 41 students involved in the club, and I'm glad that we have an opportunity here to share with others what is available through this club. What's your vision for the future of Hyplite?
My vision for Hyplite, the organization itself, continues to evolve over time. Ultimately, the vision is to have our own space where we can invite students and adults to simultaneously cultivate interests and passions. Just like we're here talking on your podcast, I imagine that there's hundreds of kids at New Milford High School, maybe not interested in podcasting per se, but you know, expressing their voice or just having access to outlets like podcasting. And I think of it like of a community center, but there's more of a mentorship tie where you can work and learn from professionals doing the things that you might want to do. You know, maybe one day you're there teaching a workshop on how to start a podcast. That's been the big vision, especially right from the jump. As far as the club, it's still evolving. And for anyone listening that is interested in getting involved, we're looking for mentors, looking for people who want to share their story with students and the next generation, whatever it may be, whether it's career related or life related. We want to expose our students to as many different types of individuals and career paths and life paths as possible.
It seems like you're making it your life's work to have a pretty amazing impact on certainly New Milford's teens, but it sounds like many others as well. And I thank you for bringing this to New Milford High School. I didn't know that when this podcast started, I was going to finish and want to join the club myself, but that's how I feel. What a great opportunity. And, you know, I'm also hearing for parents and thinking back to our first podcast that we did where Mr. Manupelli spoke about parent involvement. This sounds like a wonderful chance for parents to perhaps come in and share what they do and how they got to the point they're at and hopefully be a part of the journey for the New Milford High School students in saying, this is something I love. I'm passionate about it. How can I do it? And what steps might I take to get there? So, thanks for your time, Will. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for listening to the Nightcast. Check us out at newmilfordschools.org/New Milford High School. Look for us in your inbox from the night. Find us on the New Milford High School Facebook page or at Mr. Manupelli's Twitter, @NMHSPrincipal.